Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you work or how much you earn, there's just never enough? I was talking to a Christian business coach who felt just like that. She told me, "I'm worried about the future. Will I have enough to take care of my family? I'm good at making money, but somehow I cannot save any. And I don't know where my money is going. I want to look at it, but I feel too anxious." Can you relate with her? Today, let's talk about a scarcity money mindset. It has different phases depending on your upbringing and your personality, but the common theme is that feeling of lack, of not having enough. And it impacts your business and your personal finance. And it's something that needs to change if you want to feel good looking at your number, selling or earning more. So today, let's dive deeper into what is a scarcity money mindset and how is it impacting you and your business right now. And I will show you the importance of breaking free from a scarcity money mindset if you want to have a better relationship with money and keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. So let's dive in. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. Welcome to episode 4 of our Money Mindset series. I hope that you are enjoying it, that you're learning a lot about biblical money mindset and also are able to identify your current money mindset so that you will be able to take the first step to shift it and breaking free from fear or scarcity, etc. So your money mindset, once again, is your belief, your attitude, your behavior, and your perspective about money, and it influences your financial decision or lack thereof. In today's episode, let's look at what is a scarcity money mindset and how it could be self-sabotaging your financial success. So, what is a scarcity money mindset? It's the belief that there's never enough. Not enough money, not enough opportunity, not enough success, is living in a constant state of fear and lack, unable to see opportunities or the blessing that surround you. It's a belief system that keeps you trapped in a cycle of lack and worry and preventing you from experiencing what I call financial peace. So, you often have a scarcity money mindset if you grew up with little money or felt deprived. Maybe in your household, you often heard the word, no, we can't afford it, no, you can't have it, etc. And also, as an adult, you may have been stuck in a cycle of debt and living paycheck to paycheck. You have always felt like you are on survival mode, and that have created and reinforced your scarcity money mindset, making you fearful of what's going to happen tomorrow. You can't even breathe today. Our mindset is shaped by the belief we form about money, and some can originate from our childhood, but also some later on in life. Now, there's also something very fascinating that I have observed with a scarcity money mindset, is that it can persist regardless of your financial status. Remember earlier on, I just talked about often it comes from an upbringing where you didn't have much money, but it's not always the case. You can have a scarcity money mindset with plenty of money in the bank. It doesn't mean that it's only the poor people who are suffering from a scarcity money mindset. So let me illustrate this with a personal story. 17 years ago, I relocated to New Zealand with just a small suitcase and no job prospect. Times were very tough, and despite my effort, finding employment proved extremely challenging. If you haven't yet listened to my debt-free journey, I encourage you to look at episode 2. So to paint you a picture, the reality was that my husband's income alone could not sustain us, leading us to accumulate debt to furnish the apartment with the minimum, because we arrived into an empty apartment with no couch, no washing machine, no fridge, nothing. We have to rent the washing machine and the fridge. We could not even buy one. So just so you see, and we were in an apartment with broken windows in the middle of winter. And I come from Tahiti, a small island where it's always warm. So just imagine how difficult it was. My lack mentality was to the roof. I was so worried and anxious about our financial future. Fast forward, and through God's guidance, I developed a unique methodology, which I called VIP. V stands for value-based spending, I for intentional living, and P for priority focus. And it helps you transform your relationship with money and make managing money fun. And that methodology helped us pay off $250,000 of debt in 5 years, save over six figures, and we are now mortgage-free for the past 7 years. So praise the Lord for His guidance and His provision. Despite, however, this financial transformation, I still find myself trapped in a scarcity money mindset, believing I could not afford certain things and undervaluing my coaching services when I first started in business. So having money in the bank did not stop me from having that lack mentality. So this is where I knew that I do have a good relationship when it comes to looking at my number and all of that. But when it comes to showing up for my business and selling and promoting, I have a problem there. And so I dig deeper, and this is where I created another methodology, thanks to God once again, where you shift your money mindset through biblical principle, because I knew that I could not do it the way the world was teaching us. Manifesting and all of that, that's nonsense. That's not biblical principle. So God have helped me, and I have now created a unique methodology, which is called Flip the Table, which is a fun way to rewire your brain with biblical truth and also neuroscience. So combining how the brains work with what God is teaching us in the Bible. It has been amazing for me and for my clients as well. So daily, I intentionally renew my mind with God guidance to overcome my old programming and feel good about selling and spending money. Because working on your mindset is a journey. There's so many pathways in your brain that need to be rewritten and upgrade old limiting beliefs that are holding you back. So now, I just feel that I have been given such an amazing toolkit to now help Christian female entrepreneurs transform their relationship with money with biblical principle, so they can become a better steward and have fun managing their money, and also shift their money mindset with God's word, so they can truly enjoy God's blessing by breaking free from that scarcity and that fear that could be lingering, even though you now know how to be better with the money you receive. So it's been a really amazing journey for me, and now I'm so excited to be able to share what I have learned through my journey and also through teaching other women who wants to become better stewards and use their finance to make a bigger impact and honor God also. So it's been amazing. So as you can see from my story, even if you have money in the bank, you can still have a lack mentality and a scarcity money mindset. Even if you earn money, you can still have that scarcity mindset. So this is why we must learn how to break free from it so you can feel good managing your money and also creating a plan to become a better steward and take care of your family and also impact the kingdom of God. So let's have a look exactly at how your scarcity money mindset could be impacting you and your business right now. So let's have a look at the way you think, feel, and behave if you had a scarcity money mindset. Do any of these thoughts sound familiar to you? I can't afford it. I will never get out of debt. Success is only for others. I should not charge that much for my services. These automatic thinking patterns shaped your perspective on money, reinforcing the belief of lack and that there's never enough money or opportunity to go around. Now, let's have a look at how that thought could influence your emotion. If you have a scarcity money mindset, your emotions are extremely heavy to carry because you feel trapped and worried about today, but also about tomorrow. You feel anxious when others succeed because you make it mean that you are too late, that there are no longer any clients for you because that person have already taken them all. You also feel guilty asking for the sale because you feel like you are taking money away from your new clients. It feels so heavy on you that you may be the reason why their kids don't get their present for Christmas because you're asking them to pay you X amount of money. So there's so much heaviness and guilt when it comes to you. Just show up and tell your clients to work with me and to get that amazing transformation. This is how much it will cost. You will always undercharge because you feel too guilty. And that's what's the problem with a scarcity money mindset. Those emotions are really keeping you stuck in that cycle of fear, self-doubt, and is stopping you from reaching your own financial goals. Now, let's look at how you may be behaving. Your emotion will always impact your action. So when you have a scarcity money mindset, it's fascinating how you could be doing different things. As I mentioned earlier on, there's different way people react when they have a scarcity money mindset. You could be saving excessively, hoarding money out of fear of running out. You avoid investing in yourself, in your business, believing you can't afford it or you don't deserve it, even though you may have money in the bank. You shy away from promoting. You constantly stress out about the future, avoiding looking at your finance. And you also don't like planning because you have that emotion or the thought that what's the point? There will never be enough anyway. So why will I start? You are really stuck in the cycle of avoidance and anxiety. Now, someone with a scarcity money mindset could also be overspending the money they receive today because they are so fearful that tomorrow is going to be all gone. And that's just a self-fulfilling prophecy because this is exactly what you're doing. Spending it all out of FOMO and now not having anything left for what could happen tomorrow. Let me give you an example of two women, same family, same upbringing, two girls with a very strong lack mentality, but one will oversave and feel extremely guilty spending any money because she's always needing to see her saving account go up in order to have some sort of peace, but she doesn't fully get there because she's always anxious about what's going to happen tomorrow. When the other one, because she's so scared of missing out and she doesn't want to hear, no, you can't afford that or no, you can't buy this, that now she just say yes to herself. Every time she wants something, she's just going to buy it without thinking of the consequences or what will happen tomorrow. Often she gets herself into a lot of debt because of that mentality that if I receive money now, I must spend it all and enjoy it now because tomorrow it will be gone. They both run on fear of not having enough money, but they are both reacting and behaving in the total extreme opposite. So can you see how interesting is it? So this is what I love when I work with clients, because when we dive deeper, I can see their automatic coping mechanism. And this is what I call, which loop are you stuck in? So when we work together in shifting your money mindset and reprogramming, this is where we need to change that habit loop that you have created. And we use neuroscience and fun money habit to do that as well. So it's really fun. So now that I've shared those three layers of your money mindset, which is how you think, how you feel, and how you behave with money, could you relate with anything that I just shared? Do you think that you may have a scarcity money mindset? And if you do, don't worry, because change is possible. You can see it with my own story and with some of my clients as well, if you go on my website or on Instagram. When you start to shift your belief, your emotion, and change your habit, you can break free from that grip of scarcity and really step into a life of obedience, of peace, and find that true freedom and abundance that you're looking for in Christ when you do what I'm teaching you to do with biblical principle. Just imagine how amazing you would feel when you can invest in yourself without doubting and feeling guilty about it. When you can spend money without the automatic thought that you shouldn't do that, we should be saving all of that money. How will you feel to charge the fair price for your service? Feel confident selling it because you truly know you're not taking money away from your clients. You are transforming their life, and they came to you because they needed your help. And you were called for such a time as this to be the person who served them with love and excellence and help them reach their own goals so that they can become a better steward of the gift and talent God has given them to impact His kingdom. When you learn to let go of your scarcity money mindset, it's truly a game changer. But please remember, it must be done with biblical principle. So if you recognize that you have a scarcity money mindset, I want you to start your journey by meditating on Matthew 6, 31 and 32. Jesus reminds us, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. This verse challenges us to shift our focus from scarcity to trusting in God's provision. So, what does this verse mean to you? How can you apply that in your life today? If you recognize that you have a scarcity money mindset, I know it's extremely hard for you to invest in a coach and ask for help. So to help you move past that first hurdle of fear of investing, here are a few questions I would like you to journal on. And I hope that you will find your breakthrough so you can get the help you need in order to move past those money blocks. So the first one I want you to ask yourself is, how is your current scarcity money mindset holding you back from reaching your money goals? Second question, what is the potential cost of not investing in a coach, both financially and personally? And last question, how investing in yourself, even though it feels scary, could potentially lead to less worry, more clarity, and freedom in the long run. So those are three simple questions that I'm hoping will help you find a breakthrough and let go of that first fear and anxiety when it comes to investing. And it's always going to feel difficult when you are struggling with a scarcity money mindset. But there is a way forward, and it starts with asking for help. So to recap, in today's episode, you learned that a scarcity money mindset is believing that there will never be enough money to go around, that no matter what you do, you will always be stuck in the same place. It shows you as well how having a scarcity money mindset can impact your personal finance and your business, because it's keeping you small, underpricing, is keeping you stuck in your own way because you're not able to invest for help. It could be with a coach. It could also be just a new software that will make things easier, or a VA. You're too scared of investing because you're scared you're never going to get that money back. So as an entrepreneur or someone who wants to see changes, investing may be your first breakthrough to get to the other side and find peace and freedom in what you do. So I'm looking forward for you to break free from your scarcity money mindset so you can feel amazing looking at your number, selling and spending guilt-free, and all while keeping your heart and your mind on Jesus. Take care and God bless you. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review, and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habit, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.